us with Vrishbhasis, please observe two rules. First rule is, be serious in your Krishna consciousness. They will notice it immediately and become very friendly. Isn't Vrindavaneshwari? I think you have this, you are here many times. They will, if you are really serious, be careful to not come. They will tempt you and tease you if you come on a, you know, little. Our, many of our devotees have not known this rule and have spoiled the contact with the Vrishbhasi, so that many things of these Hare Krishnas are not so serious. The way they behave, the way they chant their rounds and so on. If you want to have a pleasant encounter, be just very serious. And do not get too much on when they start to joke, and then they will see on what level are you, how do you respond. Respond polite, serious, so that they know, oh, this is a person who is spiritually serious. The second rule is, avoid the display of material opulence, because they are usually poor. Wear simple dress, avoid flashy wrist watches. You know that what is, especially the male devotees, what is the time, what is it, they only want to see the new model of the wristwatch. Just avoid, go in a simple way. Don't spend too many rupees before their eyes and so on and so forth, because it's difficult for them to understand this, because they're really poor, really poor. This is how it's, you can move very comfortably in Braj. And then think of Krishna. When you never think of, oh, this dacoits, I'm afraid. You call trouble if you think trouble in your mind. They have a positive, happy, grateful attitude in your mind, and you will see how the whole of Braj responds. Happy nice Vrishbhasis will come and even offer you rotis and so on. This is I heard this from devotees who stayed for a long time in Braj. And always be happy in Krishna consciousness, that is, they immediately react to this.